XG Talk Show.
It's on.
Now. Welcome to Jeep Cherokee XJTalk.com show. I'm going to throw a couple more words in there so it can be at least as long as my street address. My name's Tony, Motor Oil on XJTalk.com. This is the show brought to you by XJTalk.com, which is all about Jeep Cherokees. Well, the show's not all about Jeep Cherokees. We do talk about other things, but that's the main idea. Tonight we have a special event. We've been having a contest for some Detour A-pillar light mounts for Jeep Cherokees. And that contest was you buy a ticket, you get a chance to win, and we have a hat full of names. 40 entries. I can't remember how many people. I guess there was about 10 or 12 people that bought chances to win. And we're going to pick out of the hat live here during the show. And you know, if you've ever watched professionals, they always do it at the beginning of the show. No. They do it at the end. We'll get started here in a minute. This segment sponsored by 4WheelingPlus.com. Do you own a Jeep? Do you need help getting it up? Check out 4WheelingPlus.com for great deals on Jeep lift kits. That's the number 4, Wheeling, plus, P-L-U-S.com.
Oh, that's me.
XJTalk.com.
XJTalk.com.
It's where you go when you're not off-road.
So you can see the names in the hat. No predetermined winners here, guys. Oh, yeah. I did that. I shaved off the beard. I had enough of that stuff. I was going to try to make it till tomorrow, actually. I was going to shave it off on the 1st, but I do not like facial hair. It's okay for a little bit, but it gets on my nerves pretty quick.
Hey, how would you like to advertise on XJ Talk Talk Show and reach a worldwide Jeep audience? Just send an email to advertise at xjtalk.com for more information.
Having too much fun with a hat. This is a Red Hat, the operating system, Linux Red Hat. I guess it would be the flavor. There's many flavors of Linux. Red Hat being my personal favorite. Of course, they kind of split off into... Red Hat being the enterprise portion of it, and Fedora Core, which is kind of the hobbyist thing. There's really not a lot, not difference between the two, at least none that I can find. So guys, as I was saying during the intro, we're going to be doing the drawing, as in drawing a name out of the hat during the show. I'm not going to be the one doing it. I'm going to have one of my daughters come in here and pull it out. And we'll read the name after we've pulled the name from the hat and see who it is. I didn't fold them up. I made sure they didn't stick together because I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity. I think if you weren't watching the site last night, it was kind of funny. We had I guess it would be like a buying an entry war between Weldman and Stefan, Steph 74. And I don't know what the shipping is, Wayne, but I can send you a hat if that's what you're wanting. Wayne CadTab 27 says gay hat. I think he's just crabby because his house keeps shaking, and not in a good way. Yeah, that's right. It is a red hat. Red Jeep, red hat. Oh, that's great. I don't have any green hats. I got a Glock hat over there. I got another red hat, and I think I got one over there that says Wrangler. Would you prefer the Wrangler hat? Just reading the chat room that if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see. Actually, if you're watching the recording on the video recording on Ustream or YouTube, you can't see it either. So you'll just have to trust me. Okay. Somebody's trying to do... somebody's trying to put up some links. So I turned on the allow links. So PEI, you can now send the links. By the way, there was about, I don't know, maybe there was only two or three people in Canada that entered the contest. I think you know if there's any difference in shipping between what is the standard amount to ship in the U.S., I'll need to get some more money from you. So if one of you Canadians in that fictional country of Canada win the A-pillars, I'll be in contact with you to... you know, make up the difference. And you never can tell. Mark might be in a good mood and just say, what the hell? Hell, I might be in a good mood if I find out it doesn't cost that much more. Because I just appreciate you guys joining in on the contest. And as you may have seen, I put on the site, this was kind of a test for future contests. I wanted to see if it was viable to put up a contest, put up an item for contest, sell some tickets, and see if people would buy enough tickets. And I figured worst case scenario is I'd put up the $47 A-pillar light mounts from Detours, and I'd only sell one ticket. Well, I guess worst case, it could have been since the site's subscribers were getting free tickets, I guess it's possible that I could have sold no tickets and then had three or four entries and then wound up paying the $47 and had it shipped. But like I said, it was a test to see if we could actually sell enough tickets to cover the price of the item. What I would like to do is get to where we're doing much bigger items, like bumpers, you know, front, rear, winches. Actually, I would ultimately like to get to where we build a Jeep and give that away. I was very impressed whenever I saw that naxj.org was doing that. And I thought, you know, of course, we're nowhere nearly as big as those guys, but we certainly have some outstanding vendors that provide a lot of nice parts. Matt, M.S. Morenberg, our other administrator, he has a shop, and he actually probably has enough Jeeps over there to make one now. But so I think that even though we're you know, kind of new, only 2 years old, that given the right set of circumstances, a little more growth, a little more interest in these contests, we'll eventually get there where we can give away a Jeep. I think that would be really, really cool. Actually have somebody driving around in an XJ Talk Jeep. Of course, we'd probably have to put a big fat sticker on it on there or something, you know, it says XJ Talk. Nothing's free in this world. Even if you find a wallet, you still have to bend over and pick it up, so. Hood decal. I like the side, you know, because the Jeep would be lifted so high, nobody would see it. Well, I thought what we'd do tonight is I'm going to change the format up a little bit. We were doing the interviews, the 30-minute interviews, and then the 30-minute question and answer session. And I want to kind of—I like the idea of having phone calls and talking to you guys. not really putting you on the spot to do an interview, but just call in and chat about things, and we get to know you better. Certainly, you post up on the site, and we get to know you from there. But we often don't hear, we often don't get you know, a voice or an accent in Wayne and Renee's case. So it's kind of fun to hear, and there's just better communications when you hear somebody. So, let me put that up there on the screen. Yep, okay, it's up. So, we can take calls over the phone, which you see the number there, and we can take calls over Skype. So, if you'd like to call in and chat about one thing or another, or bitch about waiting for the contest, that's fine. Just whatever you want to talk about. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but I personally and XJ Talk are on Twitter, and I was watching Twitter today at work, and I saw one of the news services that I have that I'm following. It said that there are reports of minor or low level radiation in the United States milk supply, and being the smartass that I am, I immediately thought message from Japan. Payback's a bitch. That's because the America bombed Japan with atomic weapons back in World War II. So they're sending it back. That's the joke. It's not the Aflac joke, you know. It's okay. I think it would be better on Twitter. No, I think radiation turns milk red or kind of a pinkish. So come on, guys. You see the number at the bottom of the screen? You see the number at the top of the screen? Give me a call. You know, Wayne, you can't make up your mind. You said that the hat looked gay, but now you're saying yum pink. Yeah, it's amazing the type of things that go on in the social stream, so to speak. There was a full nude picture of a guy that was posted on Facebook the other day, and I reported that one as spam, and hopefully Facebook did something about that. Now, one of the interesting things is several of the individuals that follow or that have friended XJ Talk on Facebook are either in, I think, Mexico, certainly Latin America, and some of them are Italians. I've noticed that the Italians probably put up the best girl pictures that I see on there. They're not really R-rated, but they're pretty close. We'll see you later, East Texas Hunter. Yeah, please come back. And, of course, you can always catch the show at podcasts.xjtalk.com, and also available on iTunes. That's that Apple thing. So no calls. Has anybody tried calling? Is it not working? Hello, is this thing on? Metlick, I appreciate you calling that question in Metlick, because I didn't know that that's how you pronounce that. Metlick 53. What is a Metlick? Or do I want to know? And any of you there, we have two guests. So any of you guests that would like to call in, hey man, feel free. It's not just for the people in the chat room. So, numbers on the screen, if you're blind, I'll read it for you, 530-675-4102. And you can call us on Skype, just, what is it? Is it xjtalk.com or is it xjtalk? I think it's xjtalk.com. Let's see if I can even tell. Yeah, it's xjtalk.com. So, Let's see if it's working.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, you'll...
I think that's a relative of Wayne's. She talks funny. She talks all Miss Priss. See, Rini doesn't want to call because he always calls. It doesn't look like Scott's in here tonight. He's the other one that always calls. Oh, to answer your question, Rini, I don't know who Linda is. I'd have to actually go in and look up her email, because whenever they bought an entry for the contest, it doesn't give their username. It just gives their email mailing information. I want to say billing, but mailing information. So it's just first name, last name, and address. So I have no idea. I'd have to actually go in and look up, do a search by email. And if they use a different email, it might not come up with the member name that way either. So if you guys aren't going to call in, you can chat with me here on chat. You chat, you type, and I'll talk. So what's going on with you guys? You've got an off-road, some of the Houston guys have an off-road adventure coming up this Saturday, right? 4-2. And I believe you're going out to Creekside Edge, which I believe is the only off-road park in Houston. Hard to believe. And technically it's not in Houston. It's a pretty good ways away from Houston. I guess I can tell you about my adventure. I posted this on the site, but you know, for anybody that hasn't read the post or maybe doesn't frequent the site, which you should. Anyway, my wife and youngest daughter were off at a school function during spring break. They had a robot thing, one of those robot competitions, and she's in a class where they're building this robot and they can go pick up a balloon and put it on a hook or something like that. So my wife and daughter were, youngest daughter were gone to that, and it was a 3-day event. So I believe it was on Saturday. I asked my older daughter if she wanted to go get something to eat. So we went over to Red Robin, because they really have great hamburgers. I don't know. They made some sort of deal with the devil. I can't imagine any hamburger tasting that good. We went over there, and of course we went in the Jeep. And when we got done, we were leaving, and there was two kids sitting out on a curb. It was really unusual, because there's really nothing there. I mean, there's a JCPenney's, there's the Red Robin. And I thought it was strange they were sitting there, and I saw one of the two boys that looked like the older, taller of the two, kind of looking over my way. And he started waving, and I kind of figured that he wanted to ask me something about the Jeep, or if he, you know, I don't know, you know, how kids get excited about things. It was red, so it's understandable. Anyway, he says, hey, can you help us out? We got stuck. And I said, oh, and then I realized, yep, just right across the street is this huge subdivision that they started building and then stopped. They didn't even get as far as, they put a big ring, a concrete road around it. I mean, really big, like around the whole subdivision. And I think they got out there at least enough to clear away all the grass and any trees and stuff. So, and this is a number of years back that this happened. And the subdivision just didn't happen. But all the four-wheel drives in the area immediately started using it as a off-road park. And it was a pretty cool place. It's nothing real difficult. It gets real muddy, and there's some pretty good size ruts out there, depending on the size vehicles that go out there. So these two gentlemen that I would assume were probably 15, or I guess 16 is the driving age, anywhere between 16 and 18 years old, went out in a Jeep Cherokee. It was a 2001. Fortunately, it was a four-wheel drive, but what it wasn't anything other than a stock Jeep Cherokee. They went out there, the two of them in the one vehicle, and got it high-centered because they were trying to go through some very sizable ruts. So they said, hey, can you help us out? And I thought, yeah, sure, why not? I just put on the, that day I put on the Ironman 4x4 fab.com lower control arms. So I thought, hey, this is a great test. I'll go out there and just go off-road and pull out the winch cable and make them hook it up and drag the little asses out of the mud. So we went over there, and I got the tree saver out, handed it to the guy. I got the oversized D-ring handed it to the guy, and I went and got the winch, put it in neutral, and started spooling out the cable. And I figured I would just pull him forward. I really didn't realize that it was stuck so bad. I mean, I didn't realize it was high centered at the time. So I hooked up, after they hooked it up, I started trying to pull them out, and it wasn't going anywhere. My Jeep was going somewhere. I was easily dragging it forward towards their front bumper. So that wasn't going to work. I tried calling Scott, and Scott was actually taking out a tree in Creekside Edge with a few of you guys at the same time that this was going on. So he wasn't available, and I got to thinking about it, looked at the situation a little bit, and realized, that's when I realized they were high-centered on the Dana 30 up front. So my daughter and I drove around behind them, and now they hook up the tree strap, the tree saver strap, the big D-ring, and the winch cable to the back of the Jeep, back of their Jeep. And now they start moving. So this is actually much better. We're getting them out. Got them all the way out, unhooked the strap and stuff, and I wanted to wait long enough just to make sure they were going to be clear before I started putting anything up. And the younger of the two, or certainly the smaller of the two, gets back in the Jeep. The other guy gets in the passenger side, waves, says, thank you very much. And the kid that had got stuck in the first place takes off in the same rut where he had gotten, the ruts where he had gotten stuck before. I mean, like a bat out of hell. He got about 5 feet further this time. So I had a long talk with him. Told him he had about a 50-50 chance of me just leaving his ass there. They hooked it back up. I drug him out. The older boy took the keys away from him, and he didn't go through the ruts. I told him, I said, you guys do what you want to do. I'm putting this stuff up and going away. So if you want to go play, go right ahead, but I ain't pulling you out. And come to find out, they had been sitting on that curb for 2 hours. So sitting there 2 hours stuck, not being able to get out, and waiting for somebody to come help them, that kid still drove through those ruts again. You know, I think it's great to have that kind of attitude as far as I'm going to do it, but I don't know. At some point, you got to say, this is not worth my, it's not worth my time. Oh, and he was late to work. Oh, well. We have a call. Let's see if they're still there. They called about halfway through my story. They were probably hoping I'd stop. Hey, thanks for calling. Who we got?
This is Cherokee Forum Lover, also known as Big Jim 350.
Hey, Big Jim. How's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah, I called so you would stop the story, but it didn't work.
No, I have a switchboard. I can control all that. Oh, and let me say, if you have the show up on your computer, turn it down because you'll get real confused from the delay.
Oh, yeah. I'm smarter than people think I am.
You're all over top of that. Hey, man, how's the job hunt going? I know you went in for a couple of interviews. Is that still going on?
Well, thanks for asking, but no, I didn't get it.
Oh, no. Halfway through that question, I thought to myself, you know, this might be a bad question to ask. Might really be a bummer.
It would have been earlier, but I'm a lot better now.
Well, that's really surprising. They don't usually do the two-interview thing on somebody they're not going to bring on.
Well, they laid off a bunch of cops, so they ended up hiring cops that just got fired. So.
Okay. Well, stick with it. You know, Obama's in charge. It'll get better.
That's what I was figuring. I figured that if worse comes to worse, I'll just go to New Zealand.
You know, I know Wayne is down, and I certainly understand why. But like I said on the forum today, there's got to be a lot of concrete work to do. Whenever they get, you know, everything's get stable, there's going to be a lot of work for a long time.
Yeah. So, what are we talking about here? I just called. I don't know nothing about Jeeps. I just wanted to call.
Yeah, you know something about Jeeps. How's that? How does your wife like that new Jeep?
She likes it so far. It's just she doesn't like how low it is.
Oh, really? So, yeah. I thought she might be fighting you. I figured there was going to be a fight with you wanting to modify it and her not wanting you to touch it.
She's wanting to know why the hell I'm waiting so long.
Well, you know, I'm
the lift parts off my Jeep.
You know, I'm collecting parts over here. I've got some 4.5-inch springs. Well, they're not really 4.5-inch. They're add a leaf, and you need shackles to make them 4.5. And I just pulled off the lower control arms, which are for 4.5. So
Rainey's right. She said she just wanted a small lift, something small like 6 inches.
I'm surprised she didn't want something bigger than that.
Well, I'm pretty proud to say my wife thinks 6 inches is small.
Oh, my bad.
I forgot I'm live.
And sorry, just to say real quick, there's another caller coming in, and we can only take one call at a time. This is not a professional radio station. So you're probably going to get the voicemail here in a second.
They might be a better caller than I am.
Well, that's just too bad, because we got you right now. We'll whenever you get off, we'll take another one. Now, if you guys have Skype, we can get you both on at the same time. So
I have Skype. I just have a really crappy computer, and I can't use it. So.
Let me see. I'm trying to remember that the Jeep, is it a gray or silver Jeep? The Cherokee that you got your wife?
My wife's is a silver color.
Silver, yeah.
I think everybody knows by now that mine's green.
Right. It started off green, right?
No, mine started off a shade of red.
Oh, really?
So, but I quickly covered that up.
So no wonder it's red underneath. So you're trying to hide its roots.
You could say that. It's just, you know, it didn't start out right. I had to make it better. But it's getting there.
Well, you know, the green, I've said it before, the green's actually better for off-road. It's more, you know, hunting and off-road and stealthy and so on and so forth. Red is that flashy, go fast, look at me color.
Yeah, sometimes I wish it was red. That way when I, you know, wax it up and take poser shots out there, it would look a lot prettier.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh. You need to get your Jeep out there again. People don't realize how good you wheel it when you take it out there.
Well, you know, I get upset and I try to go up things and I wind up bending a track bar and bending a rocker. I got to get those sliders. I want some sliders. You know, I didn't really think I needed any until I bent that rocker.
Yeah.
I figured sliders was mainly, you know, rock type thing, and boy, got up on that stump and bent the hell out of that thing.
I just used my rocker panels as sliders. They work great.
No, you got rockers on your, I mean, you got sliders on yours, don't you?
No, I don't. I got some beat up rockers, though.
Well.
That's the joy of having an old crappy Jeep.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun to have. I don't have enough room to have a bunch of vehicles, but it sure would be fun to have a beater or something that I didn't have to depend upon to go back and forth every day.
I'd hate to have to depend on mine to drive to work.
Yeah, well, Rainey does that. That's the thing that gets me. Of course, I don't think Rainey sleeps. I think he's either working on the Jeep or at work or... beating the hell out of the Jeep off-road.
Well, yeah, Rainey has to drive his to work every day. That's why he takes it so easy out there and kind of drives like a girl. So, yeah. That's his excuse, I guess. We plan to show up some folks this weekend, though. Get some little wranglers behind us so they can see what these XJs can do. I've already had two people tell me they don't like XJs because we can't do what a wrangler can do.
Really? Which yeah. is like get up and over obstacles because of the longer wheelbase.
Right. Cherokee with a wheelbase does better over those, you know, sharp climbs and everything, but too many of these people are brainwashed, I guess. But we'll show them. It's no big deal.
The I guess the if the four-door Wrangler, the JK, I guess if it had a similar powered engine, because I hear those things are very anemic, then they probably would have the best chance with doing all the same things that XJ can do. But those things are a lot more expensive than an XJ. Well, they have the longer wheelbase, and I think that's where the one of the advantages for the XJ is, and certainly the 4.0 liter engine and its horsepower and torque.
Yeah. Well, if I flipped over a JK, I might get a little upset, but if I flip over my XJ, I'll be super happy that I get to put my cage in, so I prefer to keep the XJ.
Yeah. There's some really pretty four-wheel drives out there, and certainly the Wranglers, the new Wranglers, are very pretty, but, you know, it's just like that that Toyota, what was that Toyota, the FJ? I don't keep up with those things. That one, I don't know if you were out there where they were wheeling it and just ripped down the side of it with something.
Oh, yeah.
$40,000 Toyota.
I was very impressed with that guy. Very impressed with him. Because he definitely wheeled the hell out of that $40,000 truck.
That's just, I mean, I guess it all depends on how much money you got in your wallet or how stupid you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not calling him stupid. I'd have a hard time.
You can call me stupid, because when I get behind the wheel of my XJ, I am stupid.
You know, I've never seen you do anything other than just go down the trail like the rest of us. Of course, I've only wheeled with you, was it once or twice?
Twice.
Okay, so you were out there both times.
Yeah.
That's right. I've been out there three times, twice where it was a group of us, and only once where it was just me and Rainey.
Yeah. Yeah, I made that video out there, that long mm-hmm. one of Creekside and all that, that they never used for their website, which is stupid, but yeah.
Oh, well, I did it for me, not for them, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess somebody else can call in. The wife's home, so I don't want to pick on me.
Excellent timing, Jim. Thanks a lot for calling in, and make sure you take some pictures out there.
I always do.
And watch out.
Just to satisfy Wayne.
Yeah, and watch out for the tree limbs this time.
Ah, screw the tree limbs. They better watch out for me.
Yeah, but it costs a sticker every time you do it.
I know. That's why I started buying my own from my local source.
Well, we're going to have
plenty on standby.
Okay, good. I was just going to say, because I'm going to be picking some of those up, if all goes well, probably not this Saturday. I'm going over there Saturday just to have a look around and let them do me a sample so I can see how the quality is. And then probably the following Saturday, we'll have some in stock. So if you guys are interested in XJ Talk stickers, just on the site at the top, you can go to the link and order you one. Jim, I'll let you run, talk to your wife, and thanks a lot for calling. We'll catch you on the show.
No problem.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, guys, line's open. 530-675-4102. If we had a switchboard, we could cue you guys up, and I could just go bam, 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 bam. You know, I actually looked at that. There's so many free services on the internet, and there's even a lot of things that you know, you just really wouldn't think that, telephone lines and stuff like that you would think would be expensive. But they have switchboards and things that you can get. It all seems to be more business-oriented than a free service. Even like this Ustream thing that would be wildly expensive to try to do something like this on your own. Free service. So I can just sit here and broadcast and pretty much anything as long as it's not copyrighted material. So anyway, if you want to be on the show, please give me a call. Let me know what's going on. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Within reason, of course. 530-675-4102.
XJTalk.com.
XJTalk.com.
It's where you go when you're not off-road.
Hey, how would you like to advertise on XJ Talk Talk Show and reach a worldwide Jeep audience? Just send an email to advertise@xjtalk.com for more information.
I just wanted to say XJ Talk is the best fucking site in the fucking world. And if you think you know of a better fucking site, fuck you. By the way, this is Big Jim 350. Bye.
Oh.
Of course you should call Dalton. And for any of you guys, if you don't have unlimited calling, just put your number in chat. I'll call you because I have call anywhere in the United States for the same price I pay for everything else. I think everybody, most everybody these days has either unlimited long distance, you know, for the either on your cell phone or on your home phone. Anyway, we got a caller. Let's see who we got. Hey, thanks for calling. Who we got?
This is Bear, 4x4 Dalton.
Hey, Bear, how's it going?
Going pretty good.
So what's going on with that Jeep?
Just waiting on it to warm up.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm forgetting about that. We're looking at 90-degree temperatures. What did they say? By the weekend or Monday or Tuesday next week? So I'm forgetting that it's still cold in some parts of the country.
Yeah, they're calling for a chance of snow up here Saturday.
So what kind of temperatures are you looking at daily now? Is it still really cold, or is it just around freezing 40, 50 degrees?
The high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah, that would be a little rough to work in.
Oh, yeah. Plus with no shop to work in and all, so.
Yeah, I figured you were working outside because a shop, you can get warm. One way or another, you can get it warm.
Yeah, it's as soon as Terrell gets a couple more things for his welder, I'll go down there and he's going to help me put it on.
So have
it should be. It should be in a couple of weeks.
Well, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep up. You have not lifted it yet, right?
No.
So have you looked at the bolts on the leaf springs? Because that usually is the thing that bites everybody.
Well, I was doing the junkyard version of the lift. I'm going to do a S10 bastard pack.
Yeah, but I mean, you still have to get the old ones off.
Not the main leaf, no.
Oh, okay. So you're going to add to the existing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand that. When I hear bastard pack, I figured it's just a mixture of leaf springs, and you have to replace it like you would a whole pack. Okay. Well, that should be harder and easier.
Yeah, you just leave the main XJ leaf on there and just add under it.
Okay. You know that add a leaf, because whenever I got my 4.5-inch rough country kit, I did not go for a kit with leaf springs because it was, you know, $200-$300 more. And I just couldn't afford that and the wheels and tires at the same time. So I got the add a leaf knowing I was going to go to full leafs later. But you know, the thing I didn't like about those Adelies, other than they did not give me as much lift, as the 4.5-inch springs gave me, they squeak.
Oh, do they?
Man, I just couldn't, especially when it got cold, they would squeak. And I would hose them down with, some silicon, lubricant spray. And it would be okay for a little while, and they'd start squeaking again. And not horribly, but, you know, when you're going down the road, you like to have something that doesn't sound like a wagon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's some research that you might want to do. I don't know for sure that you'll have the same problem, but I'm assuming that any metals that you're putting together that aren't, affixed that way in some machine that really holds them together tight, or whatever stuff they put in between them to keep them from squeaking, that you know, maybe there's some research you can do and bypass that issue. I mean, we did what was in the instructions when we put the Adaleaf on there, but it still squeaked. So I don't know.
Yeah, the past couple weekends I've wanted to put my lift on, but last week I threw my back out, so it kind of put a damper on that, and then plus we got sleet Friday night and snow Saturday morning, so.
Yeah, I just haven't been keeping up with the weather other than it's been warm, and I've been driving back and forth to work with all the windows down in the Jeep. It's been kind of nice. It was a little chilly yesterday, but it gets a little warm. I'm not running the air conditioner. I get a little bit better gas mileage with the air conditioner off. What kind of gas prices do you guys have up there?
Believe it or not, I was talking to Rennie last week. And y'all's gas prices, I believe, are right at the exact same as ours.
Okay.
Like $3.35, something like that.
Yep, I think that's what mine, I filled it up today, and I think I paid $3.35. So it's, you know, it's damn high, but at least it's not $4.
Yeah. But, yeah, as soon as I get that on, hopefully Jim and Wayne will quit picking on me about that.
Oh,
they'll find something else.
I was going to say, you know they're going to find something else.
Oh, of course. It wouldn't be them two if they didn't.
So what else?
That's all in fun.
So how's the back? Is that healed up, or at least healed up better, well enough for you to go back to work?
Yeah, I went back to work Monday. I had a surgery probably, I guess, about 5 years ago. I blew out two of the vertebrae in the small of my back. They had to remove 65% of one and 45% of the one below it.
My goodness.
I was supposed to have been out of work for 6 months. I was back to work in a little over 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that didn't do more damage than good.
It comes and goes, especially during bad weather times. I'll get to the old twinge in the back, but just this past time I went to go to work, I went to step up in a Jeep, and my back wouldn't let me.
Man, that back problems are the worst thing. Well, they're really bad. I won't say the worst thing in the world. Wayne would probably have given me a pretty good argument with what they've been going through. But, boy, there's back pain will just knock you out. I've been pretty lucky. I've never had any real issues with my back. I've had, a pulled muscle or something where I just had to lay on the floor to let it relax, and that went on for a couple of days. And from what I understand, it was only a minor back irritation, nothing compared to some serious back issues.
When those ruptured, they were hitting my sciatic nerve, which caused my left leg to go numb.
My goodness. If it was the right leg, you could have won a ass-kicking contest. I guess you could learn how to kick with the left. Maybe you're left-footed. I don't know.
No, I'm not Wayne. I don't drive on the wrong side of the Jeep.
Yep. I was, let's see. Oh, got it. That reminded me there was somebody that got on XJ Talk, new member on XJ Talk from another country, and I was surprised to see that the steering wheel was on the proper side of the Jeep, and I cannot remember what country they were in. I want to say Germany, but I can't remember. I know it wasn't England because they got it on the wrong side as well. Oh, that's right. It was. Thank you, Wayne. It was Russia. There was a guy in Russia that got on and had, I think it was a black Jeep, and they had the steering wheel on the same side. And I think they did that.
Okay, that's the member that just joined last week, wasn't it?
Was it last week? I can't remember. It was very soon. I mean, it wasn't very long ago. Anyway, and I suspect that the Russians did that because they thought they were going to take over the United States, and it just made sense for them to use their vehicles with the steering wheel on the same side, since they were going to be driving on our streets. And we showed them. Was it red? I didn't think it was red. I thought it was black.
It was black.
Yeah. Wayne says it was red. They were reds. The Russians, I mean.
What do you expect? Wayne has a dorkel.
What is a dorkel?
Brian called his snorkel a dorkel one night, and it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I was thinking snorkel, but I'd seen that dorkel going around the chat room, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on there. Wasn't quite sure I wanted to know. All right, Bear, I'm going to let you run. I'm going to see if there's anybody else who wants to call, and then we'll probably get to the contest. And I'm surprised you
All right, man.
I'm surprised you didn't risk $2.
With everything that's going on around here.
Yeah, it would be something else that you'd have to make time to put on the Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is Detours will still be selling those, so all you guys that don't win tonight, that did enter, you'll still be able to get a very nice set for Mark there at Detours. And, you know, boy, he does great work. You'll love those things. I can see from the pictures, of course, I look at my bumpers and I know what kind of work he does. So I can tell you with confidence that those will be very nice little units.
Yeah.
All right, Bear, thanks a lot. And I'll catch you in the chat room.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got time for at least one more call. If you want to give me a call, you can call me at 530-675-4102. If you can't do the long-distance thing for free, just put your number in the chat room, and I'll call you, because it's free for me. And I'm really surprised Wayne hasn't put in his phone number, because you know how clever he is about those things. It would be long distance to New Zealand, Wayne. Wayne says, 0900 spank me. I don't think you need any more spanking, Wayne. So, I think everybody knows, the contest was for some a brand new product that Detours has come out with. It's not a new product from the standpoint that Detours is the first company that's made these things, but it's a new product from Detours. It's the A-Pillar light mounts, and they are... you know, much like the ones that you see on Wranglers on the A-pillar. The A-pillar is the little piece of metal that borders the sides of the windshield. And what you can do with these things is you can put the spotlights, you know, kind of eye level, so that you can, you know, it's not right up on the roof where they can get ripped off from limbs and things that you, or parking garages even. But they're higher than the headlights and higher than lights that would be on a push bar or a custom bumper like I have on mine. So that little bit of an angle often gives you a better idea of how far away objects are because of the shadows they cast. At least that's what I was told about lights that are up on the roof. That one of the benefits of having up high, it gives you a better depth perception at night. So again, if you want to call in, got some time. Number is 530-675-4102. Or you can call me on Skype you can call me on Skype. The username is xjtalk.com. You know, Skype is a real good thing to talk on. The audio quality is quite nice. And if you're doing a little talky show like this, it makes things sound a lot nicer, especially if you're editing the audio. You can like I do after every show, you can really tell the difference in quality between the good old landline and Skype. Technology is great, except when it isn't. You can quote me on that. Well, I think I'm going to take a quick break here and gather up my assistant, and we'll get this this contest, get a name picked, and see who's going to win. And you know, you know, it's going to be the person that only got one entry, and you know, they're not going to be here on the show. So that's my prediction. We'll see how that plays out. We'll be right back. that song kind of has a little Seinfeld thing going on with it. So we're going to go ahead and do the drawing here and see who's going to win. So we got Mandy in here, my youngest daughter, the one who was off the little school thing the other day that I was telling you guys about. She's going to help me by pulling some names out of the hat. Let's see. Here's the hat. There are the names. And just so you know, they're not sticking together. I didn't want anybody not to have an opportunity. So, Mandy, what I need you to do is don't look at the names. Just reach in, dig around, you know, mill around, and then find the right one. Just one. Okay, you just come over here and read the name, not the email address.
Patrick Patterson. Patrick Patterson.
That's it. Thank you very much. So, we have a local winner. Patrick Patterson. That is Patrick, right? That's the local Patrick, PC, was it PCRG? Rainy, you still there? Patrick? Okay, nobody's gonna help me out here, so I'll just look him up. I'll be really surprised if that... if Patrick got it. You know, what you guys don't know is, I believe this, I think there was only one person named Patrick that entered the contest, and that's the local guy here, young guy with a Jeep. He recently did the lift on it, and I think he was talking today about how his toe in on his alignment was like an inch and a quarter off. That's a lot. That's a tire squealer, I think. So let me just go over here to the site and log on as admin, and I will put in this email address, and we'll see what the member name is. I didn't have a lot of time to print up all these letters. I mean, print off all these little pieces of paper and get them in the hat. Now here's Rainey calling us on Skype. Hey, Rainey. Are you there, Rainey?
Yeah, Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know.
Yeah, Patrick here, local, is Patrick Crawford, so I don't know who that is.
Ah, that's right. His name is Crawford.
That's right. Because I always mess with him about asking him if he's related to Cindy.
So let's see. Well, this is good. Good and not good for Patrick Crawford, of course. But good in the interest, but for my interest anyway, because I was like, I thought this was local Patrick. Let's see who Patrick is.
I didn't know we had two Patricks on.
Well, I go right here. Oh my God. Is that little dog? It's got to be the little dog.
No, that's actually, we got a new dog's. I don't know what the hell he is. Part German Shepherd, part who knows.
Must be a puppy.
Yeah, he is. He's tiny. When he's not tiny, he's about half the size of my chocolate lab, but he's over here yelping at the chihuahua.
That poor chihuahua. I bet you it's these huge dogs are just driving it nuts.
No, actually, he takes up for himself pretty good. He's kind of retarded, but other than that, he's a good little dog. Yeah, bite me, Wayne.
No, it's Patrick, man. I don't know where the name Patrick Patterson came from. I mean, that's the name I got from PayPal. But that's
who the hell is Patrick Patterson?
We'll have to, that's a mystery now. We'll have to find out, and I bet you that's an interesting story. You think maybe that's his stage name? What kind of work does he do?
As a waiter. I know for a fact Patrick's last name is Crawford.
Yeah, I mean, it says right here where he registered on xjtalk.com, username PRC Jeep, email Pat Crawford, blah, 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 blah. And it is the right email address. wasn't reading since I'm sitting here talking. It's difficult enough for me to talk, much less talk and read. But the email address is Pat Crawford, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to say it so people don't email him. Probably trying to buy the Abe Hiller mounts from him. But, it's a PCR Jeep, local guy. Yeah, and green. And green Jeep owner. Well, I don't know why the hell he's not here. Well, maybe he's working. I was going to say he should be here. We could just ask him. Yeah, witness protection program. That's right, Medlick. I have his. I have him on my text. I wonder if I can get him to respond while we in the last few minutes of the show here. Let me just see if I can't get him real quick and say what the hell is the deal with the last name Patterson.
I'll do the same. See if he responds to either one of us.
So, guys, if you are just getting in here now, or we weren't clear before, we pulled the name from the hat, and it's Patrick Patterson, and we're a bit confused by that because we all know Patrick as Pat Crawford. So we're gonna try to find out what the mystery there is. It may well indeed be the Witness Protection Program, and hopefully Patrick will be able to stay long enough to get his A-pillars before he has to relocate.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, I just texted him. I said, "Why is your name Patterson? You won, by the way."
He'll be happy and sad.
Yep.
So is your getting back to Jeeps? Is your Jeep ready to go for this weekend?
Oh yeah.
Running on all cylinders and all repairs have been holding.
I think the only thing I need to really kind of do is, but I've needed to do for a while, is finish welding up my front axle where I bent the upper control arm bracket so bad. I need to brace it, but I've never got around to it yet.
You know, when you pick a name like that, you never know who it's going to be. I think this is really interesting. That's the thing I was going to talk about. Patrick, actually, last night after midnight, after the contest was over, he tried to submit 7 additional entries. And whenever I PM'd him and said, "Hey, sorry, guy, I had to refund you all those entries," because it was after midnight Central time, he goes, "Oh, I thought you were going by midnight California time." 7 entries, $14 worth of entries I had to return. I think he had 3. I think I updated the totals because I had gone through and double checked and triple checked because I want to make sure everybody's name was included in the hat. And we actually had 40 entries, not 38 as I had put on previously. So I updated that and updated the counts. So the counts that you see on the post were the entries that everybody put in. And I think Patrick's was, I think Patrick had 3 total. So, you know, you never know. I really thought it was going to be somebody that just did the one entry. And I kind of had suspicion that it was going to be one of the free ones, one of the free entries. Of course, you don't know with Weldman and Stefan, because they did 6 and 7 entries each. So, guys, I really appreciate everybody that played, and thank you very much. And we're going to be doing more contests in the future. I think this one was a success, and the success means I didn't have to pay for the part. And I'm not trying to make any money off of it. I'm just trying to break even. So, generates a little interest, gets more people on the site, gets more people posting. Grow, more information, more fun. So, thank you very much for participating.
Yeah, one, the PEIXJ, he said, "What about a second or third prize? This would be a good time to have like the t-shirts and maybe a ball cap or something for second and third, you know?"
Yeah, I thought about, some additional prizes. And I wish we had the stickers to give away, but this is really something that we're trying to get geared up to do, and it's a money thing, And, you know, if you guys would like to help out, you can do donations or you can become a site subscriber. And the site subscriptions really make a big difference. And I really appreciate the 6 subscribers that we do have, because that took the edge off of having the decision of doing this contest, because after about 3 or 4 months of the subscriber income, I could have paid for these parts too. I just don't have enough money personally to fund these things. So if you guys want to help support the site and we can do more of these things, you know, go to the homepage of xjtalk.com. You'll see where you can subscribe to the site. It's a monthly $2.50, $5, or $10 a month. I put the 10 on there because, you know, somebody's going to want to do 10. It would be hard for me to spend $10 a month for a Jeep site, but if you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, I think the $250 would be great. It's a free site, so don't feel like you have to, but if you'd like to help out and help support the site and, you know, just like the PBS people say, help us bring more of these programs to you. So I'd love to be able to do it myself, but the lottery hadn't been working out for me yet. If I ever get there, we won't have to worry about it. We'll have all kinds of great prizes.
But like Jeff Foxworthy says, us rednecks have a lottery where the rich people have retirement.
That's right. Yeah, the redneck lottery, redneck retirement.
Yep.
Well, it's 9 o'clock, guys. It's been an hour. We did the contest, so I'm gonna start wrapping this thing up. And Renee, anything you want to add before we get off here in the next few minutes?
Night, y'all, and guess we'll see y'all over on the website.
Yeah, I hope so. If you're not a member of xjtalk.com, please think about joining. If you are a member, like I was just begging a few seconds ago, think about subscribing or being a donor. And if you don't want to do those things, post something. Especially when you do something to your Jeep, take a picture, put it up on the site. We like seeing pictures. We like seeing any modifications, even the stock stuff. You know, you have you're doing a spark plug change. Do a write-up about it. You'd be surprised how many people out there don't do their own tune-ups, and just that little bit of information would really mean a big thing to them.
And don't forget, guys, not having a camera is no excuse anymore. They don't make a cell phone without a camera any longer.
That's right. You may not know how to work it, but it's there.
Yeah, Dalton, I want to bet they don't make a cell phone without a camera.
Actually, I think in secure, there's certain secure areas. BlackBerry makes a cell phone without a camera, and they make it for the government. For those,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think you're right, but I don't think we can get that, can we?
You probably can, but it probably costs twice as much. You know, it's one of those funny things. Whenever there's a lot of electronics and they can rubber stamp those things, then when you want something different, it's like my XJ. I wanted my XJ with a standard transmission. I guess I'm lucky that it was, you know, I got the automatic even though I wanted the standard, but damn it, I thought a four-wheel drive should be a standard. I think it'd still be fun to have a standard, though. All that sitting in traffic, I wouldn't like it. All right, Rennie, thanks for calling in, and we'll catch you on the site and back on the show probably next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one and night, and y'all make sure you tune in over to the site.
That's right, xjtalk.com. So, Patrick, PCR Jeep is our winner of the DetourUSA.com A-Pillar Light Mounts. So, that's pretty good because Patrick is here close. We should be able to get some pictures of that from him. Guys, we'll see you on the site. Thanks for being here at the show.
XJTalk.com.
XJTalk.com.
It's where you go when you're not off-road.
Hello, this is Kurt, a.k.a. Weldman from Wisconsin. If you're looking to get some great information or share what you know about your fucking XJ, and you need to see some fucking pictures of other XJs to get some ideas and how-tos, then this is the fucking place. We come from all over the fucking world, so you might even make a few great friends. You won't find a better group of fucking people to chat with. And best of all, we don't fucking judge you for your ride. So stock or super fucking modified, you always welcome here. So look no further. XJTalk.com is the fucking place you need to be. So sign up, sign in, and have some fucking fun.